Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio and its Biggs Institute, expanding the horizons of dementia research and advancing comprehensive care. Learn more at uthealthdementia.org.
Okay, Ernest Hemingway, here's your mug that says Ernest Hemingway on it.
Okay, good.
That's my dad, Al.
So Ernest Hemingway had a beard like yours. Now you don't have it anymore. No.
This is a recording I made in the fall of 2020. It's a pretty typical day. My dad and I have a morning routine. He wakes up, and I bring him the crossword and coffee in his favorite Ernest Hemingway mug. I get ready for my day, and then check back to make sure he ate something.
What'd you have for breakfast?
I had oats.
Toast?
I had toast, yeah.
Eggs?
Yep, eggs too.
My dad used to be able to do all of that on his own, but he can't do that now. So I'm doing it for him.
Be sure to drink your Ensure, and I'll make you a milkshake later.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Every week, I discover something I don't know how to do. A new responsibility or a task I have to figure out. There are so many things that slip when you're unable to take care of yourself. For my dad, that's meant things like paying bills or taking his medications or shaving. His balance isn't very good, so he can't stand at the sink and give himself a shave. So I learned to. This is Demented, a podcast about what happens when you become your parent's parent. I'm Kitty Eisley. A few years back, my dad was in the hospital for several weeks, and my sister and I couldn't find anybody to help give him a shave. So we tried to do it, with shaving cream and a dish by the bedside and razors, and it was a mess. He was bedbound. We couldn't even get the shaving cream off his face without spilling water into the bed and all over the sheets. And that was not a happy experience for anybody. So a few months later, I noticed on Twitter that Gillette was putting out a razor just for people who have to give someone else a shave. And I actually called them to find out more. I found the designer, who's an engineer who lives in England. He's a guy named Matt Hodgson, and I wanted to know what prompted him to create this and also how it works. So, Matt, thank you for taking time this morning.
Pleasure. It's good to be with you.
I wanted to ask first, like, what initiated this? You're a principal design engineer for Gillette. Was this a project you all sort of, like, market tested in terms of what the need was, or did you actually have an epiphany light bulb moment?
Very much an epiphany light bulb moment. So we started off on this program about a year and a half ago, and something that Gillette's been really interested in for a number of years and run a bunch of successful campaigns around has been the relationship between a father and his son, typically a son coming to the age where he needs to start shaving, and the father's in a great position to give him some advice about how to do it. But when we started sort of digging around this space of this kind of father and son relationship, typically, we started to see a whole bunch of comments online, on social media, very much close to your kind of experience, where that relationship kind of flips and the son or the daughter ends up looking after their father. You know, we started kind of getting involved with thinking about this with a very small, passionate band of individuals that we kind of put together and started kind of figuring out what the problems were with using a normal razor.
What were people saying online that cued you to think this is an issue?
So we saw some real emotion in a lot of the comments online. That point where they realized their fathers, in a lot of cases, were no longer independent. You know, shaving is a big part of being a man, and doing it yourself is kind of implicit in that, and looking after yourself. And suddenly having to do that for someone you care for is a really big kind of moment in realizing that they're perhaps not quite the person they used to be, or a kind of big turning point in their life. You know, I can speak from personal experience as well, because I've used this product on my dad, and he's not in care. He's 70 years old, but trying this product out on him and some of the prototypes on him, it was a very strange sort of switch in your kind of relationship, and that was something we thought was incredibly powerful, and from a product point of view, it just made it clear that the products available today just weren't doing the job.
I should describe what we're talking about here. The Gillette folks actually sent me a sample, and it's not the standard T-shaped razor. It's more like a short, fat cylinder, like the size of a cigarette lighter. The razor head on one end pivots like most razors do, but it's much easier to hold if you're reaching towards someone. You can kind of guide it with your finger like you would with a pencil. And inside that cylinder is a special shaving gel. It doesn't need water, and it keeps the razor from getting clogged up.
We found that in a lot of cases, men are being shaved away from the bathroom. And our kind of broader research, we found that something like 2/3 to 70% of assisted shaves, as we call them, are being done outside of the bathroom. So that's in people's beds or in a living space, in an armchair or a wheelchair. So without much access to water, we've integrated a special water gel into the handle. Particularly if you're shaving somebody in bed, for instance, it's quite a messy operation, and the gel makes it a significantly easier job.
I absolutely agree. I mean, that was a huge issue, and I was running around a very large hospital complex trying to find a razor. My dad was on blood thinner and couldn't use a razor, so I ended up buying an electric razor in a gift shop that was looked and operated as well as an iPhone would.
Yeah.
Then it didn't really work. And so, you know, later that night, a tech came and helped. But when I thought about it, I thought, this is astounding. Think how many people are in care. I don't even know how people get this done. So when I read about this, I thought, this is actually like shockingly obvious that you'd need something like this, but you don't know you need it until you need it.
Right. That's what we found a lot of in the last 6 months whilst we've been developing this, is the more you look into this, the more the need is obvious.
It's a huge deal, I realized. And I think in my own case, it was somebody who'd been in the hospital for some time and was just losing all sense of himself and dignity and feeling like, you know, this is an out of control experience. And I just want to shave. I just want to feel kind of vaguely human. What did your dad have to say?
He found it a very strange experience being shaved by his own son. but he really liked the result and was intrigued by the product design. He felt it was a much better experience than he was expecting. So, he's pretty outspoken, my dad, and he felt like I'd got it right. He was a good guy to shave. It worked well.
I'm so glad, and God willing, you don't have to do that for many years to come. But I just want to say thank you. This was really helpful, and product is a great idea.
Thank you, Kitty. Thank you.
So that's our friend from Gillette. And as I mentioned, he sent a sample, and I thought maybe it was time to try it on my dad. We had to do it in his easy chair because his balance wasn't good enough to stand up at the sink.
Can I move your chair a little bit?
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time you shaved was. Do you remember?
No, I don't.
You have a lot of whiskers, so we'll see if this works. A little more gel on your face. Let's just see how that goes. Hey, that's not bad. Wow. That's not bad at all. It's not perfect, but it's sure not bad. Good job, Dad. Wow. That looks better.
Yeah.
Does it feel better?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yes.
Your skin feels good. It feels soft.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel like you have the skin problem.
Mm.
At least I can't cut you with this.
Mm.
How does that feel to you?
Okay. Good.
Well, you'd do a better job yourself.
Yeah.
All right. That's as good as it's going to get. Would you do it again?
Sure.
Does it feel strange not to be able to shave yourself?
Yeah. It does. It does feel strange.
So that was actually kind of successful with this Gillette razor. He wasn't too unhappy, so I consider it a success. But it's a small victory.
The University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio is proud to support the Demented podcast. At our Biggs Institute, we're expanding the horizons of Alzheimer's research while striving to support everyone involved in dementia care, from patients and families to healthcare professionals. Benefit from our free online programs and educational resources. Learn more at uthealthdementia.org.
On the next episode, I check in with a friend about the struggle to keep our parents' social lives active.
You know, I see the sick and shut-in list, and they come up with a very specific detailed plan for how to visit these folks who, you know, have, you know, whatever physical ailment, but not a single person has visited my mom.
If you heard something you liked today on the show, tell a friend, tell a family member or someone in your community, your carpool or your church. You can find all of our episodes this season at tpr.org/demented. Demented is produced by me, Kitty Isley, and Ben Henry, with editing help from Cindy Carpian. The show is a production of Texas Public Radio.
Stories like those shared in this podcast inspire the work being done at the Biggs Institute of the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio. The National Institute on Aging has designated the Biggs Institute to be part of a national center of excellence for dementia care and research. We're transforming dementia care for thousands of patients and their families, while connecting South Texans of high-risk populations to personalized care, online support, and important clinical trials. We're offering hope for a healthier future for aging. Learn more about the National Institute on Aging designation at uthealthdementia.org.